Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels an hour later than usual. Apologies for the late arrival. Had a very late night last night. Trying to get another DJ gig here in New York City. Means late night for DJ Dad. But it's Friday. We're here to talk some Packers, as we do each and every day, Monday through Friday, here at Cheesehead TV, because that's what we do. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Before I get going, I do want to give a shout out. Bit of a sad day in Packer Twitter fandom. I know many of you interacted with Neil or Neebles on Twitter. Never met the man, but did know him through Twitter. And I know how much he was beloved by the Packers Twitter community. So sending all my very heartfelt condolences to his family. If you have a moment, I know his wife is reading the replies on the tweet announcing his passing. So just wanted to acknowledge it. Like I said, I know a lot of you here probably interact with him on, or interacted with him on Twitter. So rest in peace to Neebles. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everyone. Oh, of course, all the regulars are here. We got Joey in the house, New York Cheesehead. Carl is here. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Good to see you. Dennis, good morning. Brandy, hello. You got that Go Pack Go remix. No, there will be no Packers. Although I will say, back in the day, when Corey and I very, very, very first started Cheesehead TV, like 2007, Corey made a remix of, I can't remember, it was a couple of different songs like mixed together, but he like used Jim and Max and Wayne and Rock radio calls to kind of like weave the songs together. It was so cool. I gotta see if he still got it. I think he had it on CD back in the day, but it was amazing. That mix was incredible. Matt, Aaron, I would love to have some of your DJ Dad playlists. You can find it on Spotify. I've got a bunch that are what do you call it? Public. So I'll put the link to it in the description of this video when I'm done. Nag's burning the candle from both ends. Yeah, Gary, it's last night. It was late. It was a late night last night. No doubt about it. J-Rock is catching me on his lunch. Well, hello. Good morning. I'm just rising and shining myself and having coffee and breakfast. Celebrating being off work, catching Nag's live, and now halfway to 96. Priceless, by the way. The Bears still suck. Married guy. You said that pretty succinctly and pretty perfectly. Well done. Dennis, well, good morning, man. Hope you're doing well. What we got going on here? Pizza night. Yeah, Cheesehead. It's back to pizza night tonight. And then Olive and I are going looking for a dog tomorrow. Pray for me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are we in pre-camp yet? Joey, that is an excellent question. Of course, the arbiter of all things pre-camp, one Corey Banky would be the one to answer that question. Definitively, I say yes, but you know what I say when it comes to pre-camp really doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's not anything having to do with pre-camp until Corey ordains it. I think yes, we are in pre-camp, but we'll see what Corey has to say about that. Mick, what's up, man? While monitoring Bakhtiari's knee, it is comforting to know we have a left tackle with experience, Yosh Nyman. Very, very well stated. And he has been running with the ones so far in OTAs. So, I mean, the starts he got last year, absolutely invaluable. No question about it. I mean, the experience that he gathered last year, whatever happens with Bakhtiari, his ability to slide out there, slide in there and play as a starter in the Packers offense, keep Aaron Rodgers upright, invaluable stuff. No doubt about it. Big Daddy Cool Breeze. What's going on, man? Carry the G, WWAGD, what would Aunt Gert do? Ooh, that's a good shirt idea. I like that. What would Aunt Gert do? Man, I got to see Aunt Gert when I go to training camp this summer. Luke, what's going on, man? Morning, Nags. Who's your favorite Packers running back of all time? You know mine is Amon Green. Ooh, that's a really good question. I mean, Amon's up there. I don't know, just because I know and like the guy, probably Ryan Grant. I mean, my favorite to watch, like, I loved watching Ryan, but I loved Edgar Bennett. You know, just because when he came alive, we all know he was such a mutter, such a gamer, you know. It always seemed to be against the Bears, too. He would just, like, go off. But I was there that Halloween night at Soldier Field for the insane monsoon game, and he was incredible that night. But overall, probably Ryan, just because he's a cool dude. But, I mean, there are a billion of them, and they're all pretty great. Terrell Middleton says, there's I was, what's so funny is that when anybody asks me about Packers running backs, the very first name I always think of is Brent Fulwood. I don't know why. It just is. I mean, what could have been? New York Cheese said, I love John Brockington. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. You have said several times on this chat that you expect the Packers to bow out of the playoffs again, but generally praise Matt LaFleur. Can you explain your thinking? Yeah, I think he's a really good coach. I don't understand. There's no dichotomy there. There's tons of really good coaches who lose playoff games. You know, I just think the mix that they have with Matt and Aaron and this team, something's going to happen. It's like, you know, back in the day when McCarthy was the coach, you know, I would always pencil him in for a 12-4 record and then move it to 11-5 because I knew at one point during the season, McCarthy would fuck something up. You know, Dennis Green was an amazing NFL coach, and he always bowed out in the playoffs. Now, do I think Matt can win the Super Bowl? Yeah, of course I do. Absolutely. You know, but I just think this quarterback, this coach, this team, they're never going to have a better opportunity than they had the last 2 years. And they couldn't do it then. Could they go on the road as like wild cards or something? Sure, yeah, possibly. I don't see anything in the way the division sets up to think that they're going to be anything other than division champs and get home playoff games. Hasn't worked out too well for them. That's my thinking. But yeah, Matt's a really good coach. I don't think that's controversial in any way, shape, or form. Nicholas, what's up, man? If we decline Love's fifth-year option and 12 decides to retire after two seasons, should we expect Love to agree on a new deal to start year five? No. I mean, I think there's a lot to play out there. Possibly the Packers would sign him to, you know, an extension or a one-year deal or something like that. But I don't think, you know, Jordan or his agent are going to want to mess with that. I think they would probably want to move on if they don't get that fifth-year option. But yeah, there's a lot of pieces that need to fall in place there. I'm sure the Packers would entertain it, would like to have it happen, but I mean, I can't imagine Jordan would and his agent would want to stick around, but we'll see. Marshall, what's up, man? Knock on wood. What would another Bakhtiari regular season setback mean as far as his future with the team? That's a really broad hypothetical. What kind of setback are you talking about? You know, in regards to if it's still the fluid issue, you know, I got to suspect that that's something that they've been privy to and dealing with the entirety of, you know, the rehab. You know, would they probably approach him about some kind of restructuring or pay cut? It's possible. But man, let's get to training camp. All right. Let's get Dave on the field. As he said in the piece that I did the end of last season, talking to Doc McKenzie, you know, McKenzie said, we want you for 3 years, not three games. It's clear they're always going to take a long-term approach, a conservative approach. We know that. Everybody knows that except for Martellus Bennett. So I'm waiting till camp to see what's going on there. Lambeau home field advantage ain't what it was anymore. Let's go on the road and win it all. I mean, going on the road is no guarantee of anything. But yeah, man, that Lambeau mystique is dead and buried. I mean, that game last year, that should have been the game, man. That should have been a statement. And they just shrank from the moment. Brandy, Nags, will there ever be a Mike Sherman-era coaching staff assembled again? So much talent. Doubtful. Although Ed Donatell's still out there kicking around. I think he's with the Vikings now, actually. Which is kind of crazy. Craig, what's going on, man? Purely based on paper, rank this D against the other 31. We top 10? No, this isn't a fantasy question. Thanks for the content. You rock. Thanks, Craig. Very nice of you to say. I mean, yeah, I think on paper, they're a top 10 defense. I don't think there's any question like that about that. They finished, what, 13th overall and points allowed last year, and they've added some key pieces. Obviously, brought back Rasul, brought back Devondre. Got to like what they've added in the draft. I think Jahron Reed is a really smart signing. Yeah, they're top 10 in my eyes, but again, like you say, it's on paper. It doesn't mean a whole lot. But the potential is definitely there. And hell, look, if everything goes according to plan, which it never does, but you know, if on paper the way things work the way they're hoping, as far as bringing along the rookies and having these things gel, guys learning, you know, second year in the system, etc., man, they could be top five. I don't think that's an outlandish statement. I know it feels weird to talk about the Packers and defense and top five all in the same sentence, but yeah, it's the potential is there, but you know, that's all it is. They've got to do the work. Favre years at Lambeau was something else. Tim, you ain't lying, man. Those were heady days in the 90s. That home streak, winning streak. That was crazy. That was a crazy time. Why do Packers insist on going to the Vikings? I don't know if they insist on it. I know they're opening there again, but I don't know if they insisted on it. Holmgren had the all-time best staff. Yeah, Holmgren did. No doubt about it. Schematically, the flexibility on the second and third level is exciting to think about. Mary guy, you ain't lying, man. The amount of stuff they can do on the back end now, especially considering what they're going to be able to do in the middle of the defense if Quay Walker hits like they think he will, obviously. You know, and I wouldn't discount Barnes, especially early in the year. I think he's still going to get some playing time. But you're right. I mean, the stuff that they can do, the stuff they can get into with the talent they have on hand is pretty exciting. And you saw glimpses of it, I think, last year. But of course, a lot of the, you know, most of that year was played without Jair. You add Jair into that mix, and baby, I'm telling you, it's going to be some exciting stuff. Have I seen the Packers in Pitch Perfect too? Of course. Who hasn't? Sean, what's up? Is Aaron Jones only player we can expect big plays, long TDs from who isn't a rookie? Seems all our speed is very young. I mean, yeah, but Aaron Jones isn't a burner either. You know, it's the reason he was drafted where he was. You know, he's, I don't want to bring it up, but the, you know, non-touchdown at the end of the first half in the playoff game is an example of that. He doesn't have that breakaway speed. But it doesn't stop him from scoring, you know, most times. He's an explosive player. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, you can scheme open guys for big plays. I mean, yes, speed helps. Speed kills. No question about it. And you can't teach it. Can't coach it. But just go back and watch week three, 2 years ago, down in New Orleans, and that huge play they have to Lazard on the rollout. Rodgers is rolling to his left. I mean, Lazard, he doesn't have speed. And that's a monster explosive play. Now, are they going to be able to scheme that up like four or five times a game? Probably not. They got to save it for choice moments. But, you know, they'll be able to generate explosives. I'm not too worried about that. It will be interesting to see how quickly they're able to utilize some of this youth in those bigger moments with those big plays. Timing's got to be right. Got to be on the same page with Rodgers, especially if you're reading coverages on the fly. You know, all that's got to sync up. So we'll see. G-fence. Look at you, Dennis. Well done. DeGuar and Davis will step up in the passing game this season. Mark it. Kurt, I like the way you're thinking. Yeah, Davis is just like, he's going to, I just think he's going to be sneaky good. You know, I think you saw everything you needed to see last year as far as his potential. Now he's just got to be consistent with it. And whether it's catching the ball, whether it's working the run game as a blocker, the guy just, you know, there's not a marked deficiency in his game. Like, it's pretty damn steady. Now, is it exceptional? Is it special? No, but, you know, he's a talented guy. And I think if he gets on the field more and is given more opportunities, he's going to come through. And that's the key, right, is just being consistent, making the most of those opportunities so you get more opportunities. I think he will. Now, DeGuara, yeah, he has all the potential in the world. He has got to put it together this year. You know, and I know there was the drop in the playoffs everyone points to, but, you know, he made a number of plays last year where you can see the potential. He was coming off a major injury, so he's another year removed from that, so that should help. But yeah, he's got to find more consistency this year. That there's no doubt. Chris, what's up, man? Do you think there's a legitimate chance Rodgers retires after this year, or is he just trying to make more headlines? Also, what about bringing in OBJ? A lot going on there, Chris. Well, I did a whole video about it late last night. You can go check that out here on the channel. Short version is there a chance? Yeah. Do I think it happens? No. As far as OBJ, I'd be surprised if he goes anywhere other than that, back to LA. I think he wants to live in LA. I think he wants to get paid. And those are two things that aren't going to happen in Green Bay, Wisconsin with the Packers. I love the idea. You guys know, well, last year I was hot to trot for OBJ. I love the idea of him in this offense with Aaron Rodgers pulling the trigger. But I just think he's an LA guy. And I suspect, you know, it's only a matter of time before he's back with the Rams. Now, could that change? Sure, maybe injuries happen. Packers throw a bunch of money at him. It's possible, but I don't see it happening. We'll see. Carl, what's up, man? I had the amazing good fortune to play bass in the Packers band for one season. It really bummed me out when the NFL cut the bad bands teams had, added local character to the teams. Cheers. I was wondering about that. I figured that something must have happened, and now you're confirming that. Man, that stuff is cool as hell. I'm with you, man. It's a shame that they're not allowed to do that. I know that you have the Wisconsin marching band like once a year at halftime, but it just ain't the same. And of course, there's always the Tundra line. Don't get Corey started on the Tundra line. He can live in Hobart. Well, hey, he did name check Sheboygan, land of my birth, in that press conference a couple years ago. So he's very obviously familiar with the area. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to cut this short. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.